Recording 39. You will hear a telephone conversation between the organiser of a park run and a woman who wishes to take part in the run. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, Dave Smith speaking.
Hi, could I speak to the organiser of the Preston Park Run?
Yes, that's me.
Great. I was talking to some friends of mine about the run, and they suggested I contact you to get some more details.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, they said it takes place every Saturday. Is that right?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great.
Do you know where the park is?
Oh, yes, I've been there before. But it's quite big and I'm not sure where to go.
Well, there's a circular track that goes right around the park. The run starts at the cafe, goes past the tennis courts, then twice around the lake and finishes back where it started.
OK. And what time is the run?
Well, the actual run begins at 9 a.m. but the runners start arriving at about 8:45.
OK, so I need to get up early Saturday morning then. And how long is the run?
Well, it used to be 3 kilometres, but most people wanted to do a bit more than that, so we lengthened it to 5 kilometres. We now go round the lake twice, and that adds an extra 2 kilometres.
Right. Not sure I've ever run that far, so I'd better start doing a bit of training.
That's a good idea. But it's not a race, it's really just for fun. And the best thing would be to take it easy the first few times you do it, and then see if you can gradually improve your time.
Is the run timed then? How do I know how well I've done?
When you cross the finish line, you'll be given a barcode, and you take this to one of the run volunteers who will scan it. Then you can get your time online when you go home.
Oh, I see. You collect all the results.
Exactly.
I see. That's great. So, how do I register?
Well, there are several ways. I could take your details over the phone, but it's much easier if you do it using the website.
OK, good. I think that's probably all I need to know for now. Oh yes, does it cost anything to register, or do you collect money each week?
Well, it doesn't cost anything to register, but we do charge for the run. In fact, we have just increased the charge to £1.50. It used to be £1, but because we were making a bit of a loss, we have had to increase it by 50p.
OK, thanks. I think I have enough information on taking part in the run.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you will have some time to look at the questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
You mentioned volunteers. I have a friend who is interested in helping out. Can you give me some details so I can pass them on to her?
Sure. Well, you need to ask your friend to contact Pete Morn. He manages all the volunteers.
OK. I didn't quite catch his surname. Was it Morn? M-O-R-N?
No, just a bit more complicated. It's M-A-U-G-H-A-N.
Right, thanks. And could you give me his phone number?
Yes, just a moment. It's here somewhere. Let me just find it. Ah, I've two numbers for him. I think the one that begins 01273 is an old one. So use this one. It's 01444732900.
Okay, got that. Can you tell me anything about the volunteering? Like what kind of activities it involves?
Sure. Well, we need volunteers for basic stuff like setting up the course. We have to do that before all the runners arrive.
OK, so that's a really early start.
Yes, that's right. But if your friend would prefer to arrive a bit later, she can also help with guiding the runners so they don't go the wrong way.
I see. I believe you do a report on some of the races.
Yes, that's right. In fact, we do a weekly report on each race, and we always try to illustrate it.
OK. Well, my friend really likes taking photographs. She's just bought a new camera.
Actually, that would be great. I don't know whether Pete has anyone to take photographs this week.
Oh, I'll let her know.
OK, good. Could you ask your friend to phone Pete and let him know?
Yes, I will.
OK, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.